Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On today's episode of the Bolts Broadcast, we're talking necks. Be tuned. Season 3, Episode 18 of the Bolts Broadcast. Mike Mitchelson and Chase Croshaw with you today. And trust me, if you're confused by that opening we're talking about next, hell, I am too. Chase wrote it down, so we're going to go with it. Chase, you said it was because we're going to be talking about neck surgeries later on in the show.
Yes, that's the case. So this podcast is getting weirder and weirder by the episode.
Yeah.
Soon we're going to be speaking in, like, Klingon, I think that's what that language was called in Star Trek, and for our intros, and everyone's gonna be so confused. Yeah, I don't really know. That's more for that the sci-fi people out there. I don't know a single thing about it, but yeah, we're just getting weirder and weirder every episode.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, okay.
The name that you just said was so out of my reach.
You know, I know it from two things. I know it from the Weird Al Yankovic song "White and Nerdy."
Okay,
and then from The Office. You know, when the episode when Aaron was trying to learn Spanish or whatever it was, and then Dwight's like, "Oh, let me teach you Dothraki instead." And then
Dothraki.
Yeah, and then and then at one point Dwight says, "Everyone laughed at Klingon at first. Now you can major in it because you can major in Klingon at some random schools."
Okay.
So it's like a legit language now. Yeah. So that's the only reason I really know what it is.
Yeah, that's interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Chase, how you doing today? It was a pretty special day for you, I guess.
It was a very special day. I am on top of the world. Nobody can touch me. Nobody can do anything to me. I am an amazing human being.
Mike just touched me.
And now he the smile on his face after he touched me because of the energy I am giving off after a big Lions win. 10-1. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're not 10-1.
I'm going loss win ties because I'm so used to the losses. 1-10-1. Not a big deal. What kind of a big deal?
Unfortunately, at least the NFL hasn't tweeted out that they're eliminated from the playoffs yet.
I think they wait till the week's over.
They tweeted about the Texans.
Ah, Texans suck.
Yeah. So apparently the Texans are the first team out, but the Lions.
But the Lions still hold first overall.
Here to follow very soon.
This before we move on,
it was
on,
a good game.
Yeah, like this was a great scenario. I want the Lions to beat the Packers later on in the year, but the Texans need to get one more win before that happens. I want the Lions to pick first overall, beat the Packers end the season on a good note. Make sure you still get first overall pick, but like to beat a division rival for your first win and still hold on to the last place spot is for what we expected for the season is all I could ask for.
And then yesterday, Michigan won. They beat Iowa. They're now ranked second in college football, and they are going to the playoffs.
Big win, Bush League ranking. I knew it was going to happen, like, but come on. I hate the whole leapfrog thing. I know they, you know, Bama beat the number one team, but I'm still not a big fan of leapfrog rankings. Like, Michigan had a statement win, winning 42-3 against another ranked opponent for the conference championship, and they don't get to move at all. Like, it's kind of garbage.
Yeah, I think that it really just came down to what they wanted to do with Georgia and Cincinnati.
Which it's not how it's supposed to be. Like, the college football playoff is supposed to be a non-biased type thing, but like they're 100% making sure, all right, we're not letting Alabama and Georgia play against each other again, which is so stupid.
They will play against each other.
Yeah, they will for the championship, but they didn't want it doing it right away. They didn't want them playing like back-to-back games.
I agree, though.
I don't care. I like, rank it how they should be ranked. And Michigan should be number one. Cincinnati should be number two.
No. Oh, no, sweetheart.
We can get the same matchup. Cincinnati number one, or Michigan number one, Cincinnati number two, and then you throw Bama there at three, Georgia at four, and I'd feel better about it.
Wait, you said you don't like leapfrog. How did Cincinnati just leapfrog Alabama?
Well, because they should be higher ranked anyway. They're undefeated. They're the last undefeated team in the country.
Isn't Ferris State undefeated?
We're not talking Division II football. What are we doing here?
They're in the Division II championship.
Yeah, I know they are. They should be.
Elite.
Between Ferris, Saginaw Valley, and Grand Valley, one of those three schools should be in it every single year.
What school did Chris Kunitz go to? Was it Ferris?
It was Ferris.
Look at that. Look at me putting things together.
One of Ferris's three NHLers.
Today on the Bolts broadcast, we're going to be looking at those Stadium Series jerseys. Chase tweeted them out on the Bolts broadcast Twitter. So if you haven't seen them yet, make sure to go check them out.
Make sure to cover your eyes when you look at them.
Yeah, going to be talking about some other NHL or Tampa Bay Lightning news. Going to be looking at our past couple of games. The games have gone pretty well, at least the last two, and then the one that is currently happening as we are recording. Games have gone pretty well. After the commercial break, going to be talking about another Ovi milestone and a couple neck injuries. But before we get into all that, Chase, I figured let's go over the poll that we put out there for the pop, because it's officially over now.
Let's go over that.
And
son of a bee.
Not a surprise to at least how it started. Not a surprise. Orange was the least favorite of that group. Whether it was ginger ale, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, orange, what is your least favorite pop? Orange was the choice.
Yeah, and you know, ginger ale should have been the number one voted because ginger ale's absolute dog water, but as the kids say. But whatever. As long as Dr. Pepper didn't win it, because then I would have been real mad.
I would have laughed a little
Did
bit.
Did you vote Dr. Pepper?
No, I voted Sprite.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to try to sway the votes and be in ours.
Yeah, no. See?
No, not at all. But a few people voted for Sprite. I'm happy.
Yeah, Sprite got 15% of the vote, Orange 40%, Ginger Ale 25%, and Dr. Pepper 20%. Oh, I guess there's 15 hours left, but
yeah, but
by the time this comes out.
Yeah, she's pretty much done.
So, like I said, not surprising with how the voting started, but at the same time, like, come on, is Orange really that hated? A little surprising.
Yeah, it is a little surprising, yeah.
All right, let's look at those Stadium Series jerseys. They are something, that's for sure. They've got some polarizing opinions on them. Let's start with Nashville's, the opponents, and then we can get into our Tampa Bay Lightning jerseys. What do you think about Nashville's?
Literally, if the Smashville wasn't on there and the logo was bigger, I'd love it. I legitimately would love it, but the Smashville looks so bad. Like what is that E doing? It's huge.
Yeah.
It is massive. It honestly kills it. It looks really dumb. I saw someone do like a mock edit kind of thing of it where it was similar kind of design. They put six like blue stripes through the yellow to make it like a guitar string type thing. Mm. Kept the pick there and had Smashville on the shoulders, and it looked really good. I think I retweeted it on my personal account. That looked really good. Something like that would have been great. But even if they just alter this, you know, I'm a big fan of the dark blue and like yellow gold color scheme. So like I like Nashville's jerseys, or I should say I like the potential their jerseys have, but they often kind of disappoint me.
Yeah, I am not a fan. The Smashville definitely hurts it. One thing that I noticed, they've got the C on the jersey and it literally looks like it's in the dude's armpit.
Yeah, that's really far over.
Like, where are you going with that? So
it's done very poorly.
However, this is my opinion, everyone can disagree. I think they're better than Tampa's.
Yeah.
I don't like Tampa's.
You know, let's move over to Tampa's while we're mentioning it. I'm not joking. If that little white corner in the bottom wasn't there, like on the right side of the jersey, if that was just blue, I would have liked this jersey a lot more. That little white bit makes me so angry.
I definitely understand that. I think even if it was blue, I don't know. It doesn't really rock for me.
The like tails on the B and the S as well really don't make much sense. You know, like the tails of the lightning strike, like it makes it look weird. But otherwise, if it wasn't for that white spot, and if the letters were normal, like the B and the S, I actually wouldn't mind it. But it brings it down pretty heavily.
It seems, at least from fan interaction, it seems like we are just way too negative on this jersey because a lot of people are actually liking it a lot. Even Nasher, who, if you're into the YouTube hockey community, you'll know Nasher. Nasher came out and said, after so many L jerseys over the last month, it's nice to finally see a W. And then it's the picture of the Tampa jersey. I
disagree.
Yeah, I...
Like, it could be a lot worse, I think, but...
I think it can be worse.
There are worse.
I feel like when we look at the first couple Stadium Series jerseys and the Winter Classic jerseys, like the Toronto versus Detroit jerseys, the Pittsburgh versus Philly.
You got to keep in mind, Winter Classic jerseys are made completely different from same jerseys. The Winter Classic ones are meant to be like a retro style where the same jersey is always supposed to be abstract. That's the goal that they're doing.
Well, Pittsburgh Phillies Stadium Series jerseys were clean as hell. The all blacks for Pittsburgh and then like the all oranges for... I just feel like Stadium Series jerseys recently, they've been going much more abstract, and I've kept going, oh, this is not good.
You remember the Colorado ones that like, where like the mountain goes up to the neck?
Yeah.
Oh, those, every time I see those jerseys, I want to puke.
Yeah.
So
they're
bad.
They're bad. I don't remember really the last ones that I've really enjoyed. I know I like the LA Kings Anaheim ones, but that was back in like, what, 15?
Like the one where it just says LA in huge letters?
They were like gray.
Oh, yeah, those ones were okay.
It was a while ago. Yeah, and then Anaheim had the all oranges.
Yeah, those ones were okay. Not like not awesome. They're fine.
So, I don't know. The more I see these Stadium Series jerseys come out, the more I'm less interested in them.
Fair enough.
Let's now talk about Eric Chernak. Unfortunately, he is out. It looks like it's going to be about day-to-day, I think John Cooper announced, but it's because he took a shot to the old, what was it, leg, ankle?
It was like to the ankle foot area, so don't know exactly. It's, you know, lower body is what they always call it. So we're going to miss him for a few games at least, which sucks. I mean, he already missed 8 games prior with a hand injury. So he's a good player. He plays, you know, a role, but it's a very important role to what this Tampa Bay Lightning team does. So it sucks not having him in the lineup.
Absolutely. Speaking of injuries, Nikita Kucherov. One of the best, if not the best, on this Tampa Bay Lightning team. He's been out for a little bit with an injury. Well, he's back out on the ice.
Yeah, so there's a positive. Cooch is skating with the full team again. You know, just doing things. He's still going to take it kind of slowly. But, yeah, he is someone that maybe he can touch the ice before the Olympics. Maybe he can play for Russia in the Olympics. Who knows what's going on. But the fact that he's skating now gives him he's going to play in the regular season again this year. But it gives him a good chance to maybe see some Olympic time.
That'd be really cool.
It would be very cool.
More phenomenal players in the Olympics is better for the sport for sure. I know John, he was actually talking to me on Xbox about how he's excited to watch Ovi dominate some Olympic hockey. And I'm like, well, we got World Juniors first. And he's like, eh. I'm like, no, we got to wait for World Juniors.
Yeah, he doesn't know shit. He doesn't know how to wake up to an alarm.
Okay. let's go over Thursday's game. This was between the Blues and the Tampa Bay Lightning. This one was at home in Amalie, and it was a big win. We won 4-2.
It was definitely a big win. Good game, you know, one where Tampa was the better team, I would say. Victor Hedman really kind of stole the show. He, you know, first started the game with 2 goals in this one. He played very well. I got to mention, you know, the assist as well, Cirelli's goal. But yeah, man, he's playing very good, playing at that Norris caliber that we kind of hope and expect him to. Love to see it. It was just, you know, really, it's just a whole great team effort.
Absolutely. If we look at the Saturday game, we went up against Boston. This Boston team has been a little bit weird. They played a game earlier on in the week against the Detroit Red Wings, where I think they tripled the Red Wings shots, but still lost. This one goes into overtime, and the Bruins, yet again, not able to hang on. So, and look at that. The Bruins outshot Tampa by 14. So,
yeah, and you know, it's just the way she goes sometimes, but we're happy to come out with this win in this one. But I do want to mention, sorry, I got a little caught up because I want to make sure I got all the facts exactly right. So Taylor Radish, in the first St. Louis game this week, he was credited with a goal originally announced as his goal. Went back and ended up being Anthony Cirelli's goal, so Taylor Radish got robbed of his first NHL goal. Sure enough, he ends up getting the first goal this game to finally get his first NHL, so cool moment. You know, good for him, wanted to give a shout-out to him. But yeah, you know, it was a game where we did get outshot, but this is a Boston team that I really don't think is anything special this year. You know, like, you know, they're fine, but whatever. It was good to come out with a win. Overtime doesn't matter as long as you win the games you're winning. So yeah, just solid effort. Steven Stamkos is still a legend.
Yeah, Vasilevsky played great, and like you said, Steven Stamkos with that overtime winner, you love to see it. Right now, we are currently playing. It is the end of the second, up 5-0.
We're into the third now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're up 5-0. So
6-0. We're into the third. We scored in the third.
I'm literally on NHL.com. Does it just not live update?
Like, I guess not. Patty Maroon like literally just scored.
Okay. Well, apparently it doesn't live update.
Oh, I haven't been able to watch this game. They've been busy. Taylor Radish got a second goal.
There we go.
And Boris Tkachuk scored his first NHL goal, too. So shout out Boris Tkachuk. Man, that's I would have liked to see that. Sucks. Dang it.
It's been a good game.
Yeah, it has. Let's, you know, we love to see it. We are running through these poor Flyers and both goalies, actually.
What's who started?
Caught a hot, let up. 5 goals, and I'm assuming Martin Jones just let up that last one. It still says he's got a 1,000 save percentage.
Ah, alrighty. Well, let's go look at the game against the Montreal Canadiens. This is on Tuesday. It is in Montreal. I would say this could be an exciting matchup, a rematch of the last Stanley Cup Finals. However, this is not the same Montreal team, that's for sure. Currently 6-17-3. One of the worst teams in the league right now, so this should absolutely be a win for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, you know, we have something to mention for the second half, as I bring it up now. Cale Clegg was claimed off waivers by Montreal, so he's going from LA to Montreal. Didn't really make any sense for him to get cut by LA. But sure enough, Montreal's getting a pretty, you know, sure left-handed defensive, you know, like a sturdy guy. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it in time for this game or not. I don't know exactly what the whole protocol is for trying to get over the border. But if there's a chance he plays, not really going to make much of a difference whether he's in or not. Because Montreal is just not very good.
No, not at all. I mean, when you're sitting 29th in goals for and goals against out of 32, not very good. And then your power play 28th and your penalty kill 30th.
When your poor goalie's got a 301 goal against but a 907 save percentage, you know that he's just getting peppered.
Yeah. Not been good for Montreal. And hopefully we bring the pain and keep them in a just rut for the rest of the season here.
Word. Excuse me.
Nice.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. On the other side of the commercial break, going to be talking about a new Ovi milestone and then a couple neck surgeries. Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game. But with the latest no-brainer from the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't yet available in your state, you can still get in on all of the NFL action. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with the DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Bet $1 on any team to score and you win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code THPN this week at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Shout out to DraftKings. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show. If you have any betting needs, make sure to head over to the DraftKings Sportsbook. Well, Chase, Ovi, another big milestone, reaching number 750.
Not a big deal, but Ovi's shooting up the goal scoring boards after a really hot year for him. He's, you know, he's playing awesome. We love to see it. We know we're rooting for Ovi to break this record, so it's cool that he is continuing this hot start. Hopefully he can just keep it rolling.
Is he still second in the league, only behind Dreisaitl? I know that me and John were talking about it. I think he had 39 points through 25 games or something like that.
The only one that could jump him is McDavid.
Yeah, so it looks like McDavid is slightly ahead of Ovi. He's played... Okay, yeah, I mean, McDavid's played 3 last games, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Not like I don't expect Ovi to lead league in points, but goals, yeah, at this point, especially.
Right now, Drysdale's actually first in goals.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's doing that good. I don't give a shit about Edmonton.
He's basically got a goal per game, 21 through 22.
Damn.
And then Ovi, 20 through 25. Crazy that Ovi's already at 20 goals this season. Really weird tie for third. So we've got Connor McDavid.
Troy Terry.
Nope. Chris Kreider.
Chris Crash Kreider. That's right.
And...
three-way.
Andrew Mangiapane. Yeah, Mangiapane.
Ew.
That is the three-way. And you know what's crazy? Chris Kreider and Mangiapane, they both only have 19 points, but they have 16 goals.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's kind of brazy.
Going crazy over there. All right, well, let's talk about Jack Eichel. He's back out on the ice, surprisingly. I mean, he said it was only going to be 3 months once he had his surgery. It's been, what, a month since the surgery? Maybe a little bit shorter than that. But he's out and on the ice doing some skating. No contact or anything like that, but at least he's out there.
Yeah, he is. It's great to see, you know, happy to see him out there moving and grooving. We want to see him, you know, in games for the Vegas Golden Knights this year. You know, might be possible, might not be. You know, we want to see him in the Olympic team. That seems pretty unlikely. But the fact that he's skating already is, you know, a pretty good sign, even if it is just light skating.
Absolutely. I'd love to see the U.S. sport a nice Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel duo. Your top two centers right there. That'd be awesome. Speaking of neck surgeries, though, Tyler Johnson, he had neck surgery. It's actually the same as Jack Eichel's.
Yeah, so he's looking at 3 to 4 months at least, a kind of recovery type thing, similar type thing that Eichel's going through. You know, the fact that Eichel seems like he's healing quicker from this, maybe Tyler Johnson getting the same thing going on for Chicago over there. You know, we wish you best of luck in your recovery. Don't know exactly what's going to entail, but yeah, just, you know, kind of interesting that Jack Eichel has a surgery and now another team goes ahead and their player has it and they have no issue with him having it.
Weird. It's almost like Buffalo should have allowed Jack Eichel to get the surgery he wanted.
Crazy thought, right?
Crazy that two players could successfully go through this surgery.
Crazy.
Would have never thought. All right, well, let's move on to hockey name of the day. A little shorter episode for y'all today. Not taking too much of your time.
And an easy hockey name of the day for you.
It is. Kyle, I'm guessing Konin.
Yeah, Kyle Konin. This one's easy because mostly I wanted to talk about him. So Kyle Konin is a 23-year-old from Rhode Island. He's 6'1", 85. He's a goalie. He was recently an E-Bug emergency backup goalie for the St. Louis Blues. He played a little bit of Tier 2 hockey, by a little. He played one game in the NHL in 2017-2018 with a 13.82 goals against and a 7.78 save percentage. So not very good. Played some Tier 3 junior hockey. Played a little bit at Grand Valley State, which is a Division 2 for football. They're ACHA for hockey. So, you know, played whatever and was just done after that. He gets the opportunity to go be an emergency backup for St. Louis, so he's able to go sit on a bench, kind of live a dream that, you know, so many people just aspire to have. Didn't get to get in, kind of like David Ayers did, you know, a couple years ago. That would have been cool, but still, nonetheless, a great story.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like those stories always blow up, especially if they come in and get the win. Like, who was it? The Ayers. Guy for Carolina?
David Ayers, yeah.
Yeah. So,
awesome story.
Great stories all around. Kyle Konin, a nice name to see there. All right, well, that's going to do it for the show. Chase, if you could lead him out with an old outro.
As always, I want to thank you guys for listening. You want to check us on Patreon, support us over there. We'd really appreciate it. If you want to go follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast, that's at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at Hockey Podnet. That's at Hockey Podnet. While you're at it, follow WNP on Twitter, WNP Sports Pod. That's WNP Sports Pod. There you get all the content you need between those three platforms. You should go to hockeypodcastnetwork.com, find all the podcasts and network there. Boom, click the logo. Listen, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Wherever you're listening, if you rate us 5 stars, send us your questions, comments, concerns. We really appreciate it. Whatever you do, do not forget to use code THPN when you sign up at DraftKings.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.